Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today, we take a look at the first reading from the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 24, and then verses 15 to 24. So, chapter 24, verses 15 to 24. The word of the Lord came to me, Son of Man. By a sudden blow, I am taking away from you the delight of your eyes. But do not mourn or weep or shed any tears. Groan in silence. Make no lament for the dead. Bind on your turban. Put your sandals on your feet. Do not cover your beard and do not eat the customary bread. That evening, my wife died. And the next morning, I did as I had been commanded. And then the people asked me, will you not tell us what all these things that you are doing mean for us? I therefore spoke to the people that morning, saying to them, thus the word of the Lord came to me. Say to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, I will now desecrate my sanctuary, the stronghold of your pride, the delight of your eyes, the desire of your soul. The sons and daughters you left behind shall fall by the sword. Ezekiel shall be a sign for you. All that he did, you shall do when it happens. Thus you shall know that I am the Lord. You shall do as I have done, not covering your beards, nor eating the customary bread. Your turbans shall remain on your head, your sandals on your feet. You shall not mourn or weep, but you shall rot away because of your sins and groan one to another. Brothers and sisters, we don't understand how awful sin really is. If we could see the glory and the majesty and the splendor and the beauty of God, if we could see his mercy, his kindness, his gentleness, if we could see his righteous wrath at our sin, if we could see, then we'd understand more clearly what it is that by our conduct, in a sense, we desecrate the presence of the Lord. We reject him. We turn away. We go our own way. We ignore. Or we attack. Where are you in your relationship with God? Are you in a good place? Do you regularly confess your sin? Do you open your heart to him? Because what he wants to do, by the grace of the sacraments, baptism especially, by the grace of the sacraments, he wants to conform you, us weak, poor, sinful creatures. He wants to conform us and draw us to himself that we might know one day the fullness of joy and the fullness of beauty, the fullness of truth, the fullness of goodness. He wants us to have all that. But we go about as though, oh, well, maybe someday, too much to do right now, don't have any time for God. But one day that day of reckoning comes, and how ready am I? Do you remember my telling you the story of a good friend of mine many, many years ago who, when she was dying, she kept saying to her children, don't you see the light? And I've heard nurses say that, where people will say that, don't you see the light? Can't you see the light? And of course, they couldn't. And they kept saying, no, Mama. And their mother just kept saying, I see the light. Don't you see it? And there was great peace about her. She wanted them to participate in what she was seeing. She died within moments of that, and her last words were, and they're humorous, but literally her last words were, next one up, bring my sunglasses. And I think God must have enjoyed that one too. That's faith. That's faith. But yes, you could say, oh, it was drugs, or it was this, or it was that. She knew who she was seeing. She knew what was going on. Brothers and sisters, let his light shine on us now. Let us face our weaknesses and our sin now, so that His light can shine more fully through us, in us, and through us, to bring others, to bring others to be curious, to bring others to be open, to bring others perhaps to know the love of God for the first time in their lives through you. God wants to use us. But we need to be in a place where we can receive, and that means confessing our sin and turning away from it bit by bit. Might take you 30 years to break a habit. Keep at it, because each time you triumph over it, the light of God shines more fully through you, in you. The responsorial psalm, you have forgotten God, you have forgotten God who gave you birth. And isn't that true? That's what we do. You were unmindful of the rock that begot you. You forgot the God who gave you birth. When the Lord saw this, he was filled with loathing and anger toward his sons and daughters. I will hide my face from them, he said, and see what will then become of them. You do not want God to hide his face from you. What a fickle race they are, sons with no loyalty in them. Since they have provoked me with their no God and angered me with their vain idols, I will provoke them with a no people, with a foolish nation. I will anger them. And quite frankly, brothers and sisters, our nation is foolish right now in many, many ways. We've stepped off the foundation even on which this country was founded. So we personally, you don't point fingers because people won't understand. You just make sure that you're standing on solid ground, that you're with the Lord. And that when other people find themselves in difficulty and see your peace and your confidence, they will come. They will ask you. But the important thing is to ask God for faith, for greater faith. That the Lord's love and mercy upon his people might shine through you. You have forgotten God who gave you birth. Have you? Is that the category you're in? You can turn. You can return to the Lord. He always is open. He always will receive you. He always will listen to you. No matter how great your sin, if you come to him in repentance, he will hear you. He will not reject you. No matter how serious, no matter how long-standing, he will never reject you if you come to him. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 19, verses 16 to 22, a young man approached Jesus and said, "Teacher, what good must I do to gain eternal life?" Now, that's a question any of us at different times in our lives have asked. What good must I do to gain eternal life? And he answered him, "Why do you ask me about the good? There is only one who is good." In other words, goodness is God. The source of goodness is God. And you have only one real source for genuine goodness. It is God. Why do you ask me about the good? There is only one who is good. If you wish to enter into life, keep the commandments. And he asked him, "Which ones?" And Jesus replied, "You shall not kill." And you know we can kill by more than just killing the body. We can kill by false accusation, malicious speech. We can kill in many ways. You shall not kill. Think about that. Are there ways that I've tried to kill others in not physically, but by reputation? That's serious, brothers and sisters. Serious. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Whew. Same way we love ourselves and want to see certain things happen to us and make sure certain things do happen for us. Love others. Love others that way. And the young man said to him, all of these I have observed. I have observed. All of these I have done. What do I still lack? Honest young man, I have done all those things. What do I still lack? And Jesus said to him, if you wish to be perfect, go sell what you have, give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me. Now, we often, and rightfully so, we often apply that particular passage to religious vocations, priesthood, religious life, etc. And that's an interpretation, and it's a valid one. But all of us, in whatever state in life we are, or whatever state in life we've chosen, we are in a place to say to the Lord and need to be in a place, no matter what our state in life, we need to be in a place of saying, Lord, I want to follow you with my whole heart. I'm in this state in life. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. I've got these responsibilities, these relationships, all of that kind of thing. Yes. But Lord, I want to do your will in serving all of them, and I want to do your will directly. Teach me, lead me, guide me, give me grace to commend everything of my life, including my very life. Give me grace to put it all in your hands. Give me grace to want your will over my will. That's what Jesus is asking. If you wish to be perfect, go sell what you have, give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. There's a lot of ways of selling. You can put your life out there and just you pursue a particular vocation or plan or hope or goal. You pursue it, and it doesn't matter about anybody else or anything else, just that I get from point A to point B. I did it. It's mine. That's what God is saying we need to sell. It's the selfishness. It's the selfishness, brothers and sisters. That's what we've got to get rid of. And to say to the Lord, Lord, I want your word. I want your way. I want your will in my life. Jesus says, if you do this, you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me. And when the young man heard this statement, he went away sad, for he had many possessions. How many times do we walk away sad because we have too much we want to hold on to? Give it all to the Lord, everything, and he will bless you. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I want to offer you a new free booklet entitled Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. That booklet is available to you simply by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to our website, renewalministries.net.